I am delighted to say that I have young Daniel Paxton. Daniel J. Paxton, I believe now,
Daniel,
yes.
John Paxton, yeah.
It's good to see you again, buddy.
Cheers, man. Thanks for having me.
For our regular listeners, Daniel has been in about 700 bands in his career, from Mainline, Sweet Jane, Buffalo Sun, who were in with us a year and a half ago or so. And this is your first time with a record with your name above the shop.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. How's it feeling?
Yeah, it's great. I suppose I kind of left with the last band. It kind of stopped, so I knew I had to do something different. I took a break and I wasn't really feeling it anymore. And I said, you know what? I've been in so many bands, put some stuff out. I'm just going to put something out in my own name and just have a total different approach to it. Sonically, effort-wise, everything. Just wanted to do it nice and slow at my own pace. And that's what I did. And after sit down and talk to my little brother, he was saying, just get your songs and do what you want with them.
And how was, we were talking about Connor Paxton, who you guys have been in bands for years.
Yeah.
How did Connor take it when you were saying you had a pain in your hoop now with the
The lads all wanted to do something else anyway. And but it's always, me and him are always, we're very close anyway, but we're always bouncing ideas off each other anyway. So he was more than happy to do whatever I wanted to do, you know what I mean? Like, even in the band, he was like, look, it's all, you're the one that writes the songs, it's just be about you. He's always been like that, you know.
He's a great
whatever
dude.
I can do, I'll just fit in. And that's what kind of led to the sound of the songs and the songs that I have, because, he's big into synths.
Did he chip in on it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Ah. Like, he pretty much produced it. Ah,
amazing.
So, but yeah, it's like the synth element, stuff that we've always been into, but we've never put on anything. This was a chance to open up that, bag of spiders and throw whatever we wanted on it. And the synth influences, it's heavily from him, you know.
Cool. Well, look, let's have a listen. We're going to play some live music later, but I just want to play this. I've actually been playing it for the last few weeks.
Ah, great.
It's killer. Killer.
Cool, thanks, man.
If you just join us, I'm joined by Daniel J. Paxton, and we are going to be playing some live music and just have a listen to his new music from his first time solo album, This Is Nova. That's not the name of the album. Well, you've always been a bunch of dudes who really paid attention to how the record sounds. It's amazing. It's got all those influences there.
Oh,
but there still is a little bit of that kind of California pop thing there as well, you know.
The kind of sunshine, nice kind of vocally kind of double track.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan. I mean, big fan of the Beach Boys, big fan of all that kind of stuff, you know. So it kind of works really well with my voice anyway.
Yeah.
So it was, it's an easy, an easy win.
How long was did the album kind of take from writing to getting it all finished? Because I mean, Buffalo Sun were recording 2 years ago. Was it 2 years?
Yeah, it was strange.
Were you working on this on the sly?
No. It was funny because after the Buffalo Sun thing, we were over recording in Sunset Sound over there.
Yeah, I remember.
It was great. And then after that, just, I don't know, those songs had already been written, you know, like for a while. So eventually getting to record them. But I hadn't really wrote anything. And it was bugging me why I hadn't. And then when everybody went their separate ways, I didn't write anything for ages. Mm. And I was like, oh, this is weird. And I was like, oh, who cares? I'm just going to leave anyway because I wasn't feeling it. And then, bang, just a load of songs came out of nowhere.
Lovely.
Just that's how they came about, you know, that way. So,
well, give us a little stripped down version of something from the record.
Sure, okay, yeah. This is a song called Salt Lake. It's from Dad sitting out in the car there.
How are you, Dad? Mr. Paxton?
Yeah, okay, here we go. I never will forget that day or that summer in Salt Lake. There's a light in the distant waves and a red in the sky where the sun breaks. Even the stones below my feet lead me to you. Get away again to a town that was once within. But now I'm getting old and gray. But I never will forget that day or that summer in Salt Lake.
Man, you are in fine voice.
You
became a father around the time I did. We both have
snap.
Yeah, we both have little girls, and you've had recently become a father again.
Yeah, up the ante too.
And how are you coping with it? How's the music?
Yeah.
Is the music suffering from it?
Finding the time is kind of hard. Is because the single came out pretty much, you know, when baby came along. So it's just kind of prioritizing, I suppose. But it's not suffering. It's just on the back burner a lot more.
I found, now in saying that, I haven't written a tune in 2 years.
Okay.
Which, and I have to kind of shame myself on radio for saying that to motivate myself.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to get back into it, and it's just that thing of being economic with the time. Like, you really just have to.
Yeah.
This thing of like sitting around watching reruns of Crossroads and saying, "I think I'll write a song now." They're gone.
Yeah, it's so strange though. With, like, when you, I always have this weird system that I have 3 songs on the go in my head, and one is always close to being the first one out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like having a little jar in your head, and the 3 of them are in there. And the first one is the one I always think is going to be I have it down. I know this is going to be great. Pen and paper, boom, out it comes. And then you're like, I'm not really feeling that one. And then later on, the third one will pop out, and that'll be the one. And then the other two kind of get pushed aside back into the jar, and eventually it'll come out at another time. It's just a weird, everyone has a weird process, I suppose, but there's always one in there waiting to just pop out. It's just getting the right time. If you get it out and it doesn't work and you scrap it, you're like, sometimes you just have to be a little bit more patient with them. And
do you go back to, you know, I have plenty of songs that I've scrapped, but I find myself, you know, over the years, I've always had songs I would go back to and rework them and bring them. Yeah. You know, do you find that yourself much, or are you one of these, no, when I kill my darlings, that's it, they're drowned down the well?
I definitely go back because, you know, from being in, you know, so many different bands, you're writing for a certain kind of style, you know what I mean? And a lot of stuff kind of gets pushed aside where you try it, or you'd write something and go, that's no way that's going to ever work.
Yeah, or the drummer will say one thing, that's a bit...
Yeah, or you do it once in rehearsal.
It's a bit Guns N' Roses, and then he's killed it for you.
Yeah, if someone says that, attaches something to it, you're like, oh, that left a nasty taste in my mouth last time we jammed that one out. But... Yeah, a lot of stuff I would go back because I kind of pushed a lot of stuff aside because it wouldn't suit the band I was in at the time or whatever. Or if I was writing for somebody else and like another singer and they wouldn't be feeling it because it'd be more like me, but I'd still push it away, you know that way?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I do go back every now and then.
So there's a Prince-like vault of Dan Paxton tunes waiting to come out of the
purple room, purple vault full of jams. Yeah.
So when are we hoping to get the album in our midst?
Hopefully this year. I'd say I'm going to roll out another couple of singles for us.
Yeah, it seems to be the way to do it, isn't it? You kind of do your singles, then the album's almost an afterthought.
So it's just, for me, really, it's just getting as much out, under my own name now, and you know. There's not really that much pressure because I don't have a label, so... You know.
Are you finding that freedom is... You know, are you going to go out and gig it, or are you...
Yeah, it's a nice feeling, but, I mean, at the same time, it's harder in one respect than, you know, when you're doing everything on your own back. Like I was saying, when we were headlining, we were doing the launch upstairs in Whelan's, and we were sitting backstage going, God, I really hope people... I've always thought that, but... When you're in a band, it's a collective bag of nerves backstage, you know what I mean? But I was like, my name is on it.
Yeah, I know.
Close there, you know, it's not.
And that's the thing, when you've got 4 mates, it's like, you know, your work colleagues and, it's kind of why I stopped kind of gigging as such, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, that fear of being up in that band room and Whelan's and going, is there anybody down there? And then, you know, when your bass player's lying to you, you know, you got to walk out there.
No, it's that one. There's a few heads. Oh, God, there's nobody there.
My auntie Cora and,
Yeah, when you see the family, is great, but at the same time, you're like, you die inside.
Well, it's an insane process of going out there and, you know, putting your music out there, but will you give me one more song before we get out? Is there any more gigs coming up? Is there anything in the
not right now, no.
Okay. If you joined us, this is Daniel Paxton. You heard Railway Line, the single I've been playing over the last couple of weeks, and he's in playing some acoustic tunes from his forthcoming album, which I'm really excited to hear. Daniel's been in bands such as Buffalo Sun, Sweet Jane, Mainline, and I'm sure there's you know, dozens I can't remember. But in your own time, what are you going to play for us? Just so Mr. Imro knows.
Go on, Morning Crow.
Morning Crow.
Yeah. Okay.
This was a single, wasn't it?
Video, yeah. So it's not even released. I just recorded it in my acoustic thing in my gaff.
I was playing this last year.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah. You played it from the YouTube.
I ripped it off YouTube. Yeah. You didn't hear that, lads.
That never happened. But, okay. But yeah, it's on YouTube anyway.
Sorry for cutting through you. Take it away.
Morning crow, wake me from dreaming. Fly away and lead me to the evening. My love is waiting at the station. She is leaving me behind. Morning crow, you know that I'm not sleeping. And I know that she must go. Morning crow, I never read the warnings. Now she's run to another man's arms. Now she's run to another man's arms. As the night begins to fall on me now, and I travel along the road to a bed that's sleeping only one now, and a bottle full of you. Morning crow, you know that I'm not sleeping, and I know that you'll go. Morning crow, I never read the warnings. Now she's run to another man's arms. Now she's run to another man's arms. Ooh, 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 ooh,
Oh man, I can't wait to hear this record. Will you come back in and do another session when it comes out?
Yeah.
Daniel, thank you so much for joining me. You're on all those social media websites if you want to check them out. Daniel J. Paxson, is it?
Daniel John Paxson.
Daniel John Paxson. Yeah. Do check it out.